A bipartisan bill before the Wisconsin legislature would set up a palliative care council within the state health department. The growing field of palliative care treats patients with life-limiting illnesses. It's not for the end of life. The measure would also require the state to establish an education program on palliative care. For more on who's already in that type of care, WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach prepared this story.
I was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer 7 years ago and now have metastasis to the liver.
That's Ruth, a retired nurse from Oconomowoc, describing the spread of cancer within her body. Ruth says she's been doing pretty well until earlier this year.
In the last couple of months, I have not bounced back to myself where I can navigate around and we can go wherever we want to go. I've been a little slower.
So Ruth, we're not using her last name for privacy considerations, took her doctor's advice and contacted the palliative care clinic at Frederick Hospital in Wauwatosa.
I should say here that with a career of 45 years in nursing, I grew up in the era when palliative care and hospice were really kind of the same thing. Once you went to palliative care and hospice, you were going down the road of end of life.
According to the National Institute on Aging, hospice care is still designed to support someone in the end phases of a terminal illness. But Ruth has changed her impression of palliative care.
While they're not going to make me better, cure me, there are some things that they can do that make it easier for me. Some strategies to deal with talking about my grandchildren and my children, with the fact that I'm going to be going sooner rather than later, probably.
Ruth says for her, a highlight was receiving a children's book by Patrice Karst titled The Invisible String. The book says loved ones are always connected. Here's an excerpt from a reading on YouTube.
Then Jeremy quietly asked, "Can my string reach all the way to Uncle Brian in heaven?" "Yes, even there."
Ruth also says she's received medication for some of the symptoms of her cancer. Wendy Peltier is one of Ruth's palliative care doctors. Peltier says she hones in right away on the patient's needs and develops a plan.
Not to say that cancer doctors don't do that or don't try to do that, but we rely upon them, right, to give us the best possible treatment, which has become very technical these days in cancer care. And they don't always have the bandwidth, the time, or really the training to deal with some of these other issues. So it's definitely a partnership.
Dr. Peltier says she's also willing to talk with the patient about difficult treatment decisions ahead. She says the consultation service at a large complex like Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin sees over 1,000 patients per year. Earlier this year at the Milwaukee Regional Medical Center, a leading national advocate of palliative care was a guest speaker. Dr. Ira Byock says about 80% of large hospitals in the U.S. have some sort of palliative program. But Byock says in many places, the programs are threadbare.
The palliative care programs are understaffed. They are unavailable nights and weekends. There's large need in various parts of the hospital, in the critical care units, among the surgical patients, the transplant patients, who could greatly benefit from care concurrent with their disease treatments, but it's simply not available.
Byock says too many healthcare systems see palliative care as an expense. But he says costs usually go down.
They go down because people spend less time in the hospital and more time at home where they want to be. Their needs are met. They live as long or longer than patients who do not receive palliative care, but they do so outside of medical settings.
A new law in New Jersey will require hospitals, nursing homes, and rehabilitation facilities to give comprehensive information about palliative and hospice care to patients with serious illnesses. The similar bill in the Wisconsin legislature setting up a palliative care council is in committee, but could be acted upon during the current two-year legislative session. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.